This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has made good on a long-standing promise. He's unveiled a plan to reform the nation's biggest and arguably most troubled prison system. That system will have a new name and a new mission. The new Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation aims to do what it says, correct and rehabilitate. But prisoner advocates question whether the new name will bring real reform. From member station KQED, Judy Campbell reports.
In his State of the State address earlier this week, Governor Schwarzenegger had fighting words about the California correction system, which has been so plagued by charges of corruption and inhumane conditions that a federal judge has threatened to put the entire system under receivership.
For many months, you could not pick up a newspaper without reading about a youth dying in prison, or a code of silence, or abuse of force. I want to put the corrupt people in our prisons on the same side of the bars.
The corrections plan consolidates two separate agencies, one for adults, one for youth, into a single Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The current corrections chief, Roderick Hickman, will head it. He says it will centralize authority, responsibility, and accountability.
I think it's the most fundamental reform the corrections system has seen since the Department of Corrections was created. I think that what we're doing now has a possibility of making historical differences.
Hickman says the department's new vision is to end the causes of crime and violence by rehabilitating inmates. It's a mission Senate Majority Leader and prison watchdog Gloria Romero likes, but she's skeptical that this plan for organizational reform will do it.
I am less interested in who talks to who reports to who, because at the end of the day, we want to see, does this reduce recidivism?
A spokesman for the prison guards union, Lance Corcoran, has similar doubts. He says it's fine to shift around management boxes, but says lawmakers facing a massive deficit won't approve the money it takes to rehabilitate prisoners.
Correctional facilities are much like schools. You get what you pay for. If you want us to actually try to do something with an individual that society couldn't do anything with, their parents, outside law enforcement, you're going to have to provide us the resources to be able to do those things.
The administration plan was based on some of the recommendations of a governor-appointed expert panel, which drew up an exhaustive blueprint for prison reform. But Schwarzenegger did not adopt what the review panel called the linchpin of any reform, a civilian board to oversee corrections. Nor does the plan directly address other performance review concerns, such as reducing the prison population and demolishing large youth institutions. Dan McAleer with the Center for Juvenile and Criminal Justice says the administration is making a mistake putting youth and adult concerns under the same bureaucracy.
When you combine youth corrections and adult corrections, youth corrections becomes a poor stepchild to the adult system. The youth system is in complete disarray. We need to take a completely different approach, and this simply does not do it.
Still, at the National Council on Crime and Delinquency, President Barry Crisberg applauds the governor for taking on the structure of corrections. He says reform can't stop there, but centralizing authority is critical for a system that's reeling out of control.
It's not going to be the magic pill, but it's certainly a move in the right direction, away from very decentralized political patronage system.
The plan has been submitted to a state watchdog, the Little Hoover Commission, and will ultimately be decided in the legislature. For Day to Day, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.